The three protesters sentenced to jail include a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, a prominent scientist, and 86-year-old Roland Micklem, who leaned on his cane and told the judge, "A person's got to do what a person's got to do." As the three were led outside in handcuffs to the chants of their supporters, Micklem slipped and fell, hurting his knee. He had to be treated by EMTs. This is the fourth week of protests at the gates of a compressor station on the shore of Seneca Lake. 8 more people were arrested yesterday. A Texas company recently won federal approval to increase the capacity of old salt caverns under the lake to store natural gas. Opponents say it threatens the water quality and the area's growing wine industry. Biologist Sandra Steingraber is a leader of the opposition. This will be her second stint in jail.
Unfortunately, all of our legal attempts to redress grievance failed, and so we're left with this one recourse, which is civil disobedience. This is a necessary fight, and we're fighting it with peace and love and resolve, but it's a tough fight.
A second project to hold liquid propane and butane in adjacent salt caverns is waiting on state approval before it can proceed. In Reading, New York, I'm David Shenatry for WSKG.